So now we're discussing the pastime of, or about to discuss the pastime of Dan Gati. So Brindadevi has sent her parrots to Nandagram to bring the good news, the morning news, to Krishna. What is the morning news? Krishna, guess what? All the gopis have collected their yogurt and butter and milk, and they're carrying on pots on their heads, and they're proceeding southward towards Govardhan, and they're going to pass through a very narrow passage between the two, where the near Manasi Ganga. And so you may consider that this might be a very good place to engage in a pastime with the gopis. Krishna collected a few of his intimate associates, his bosom buddies, Maramangal, Subal, and Sridham, and they proceeded rapidly to come to Dan Gati by some secret roads and secret passages. So they came here first to this narrow passage, which we walked over on the road to come to this side. And then they took their cowherding ropes that they tie in a very fancy way around their turbans, and they, because these ropes are about 3 feet long, so they tied a few of them together. And then Subal and Madhumangal stood on one side, and Sridham and Krishna stood on the other side with the rope going across, and they were waiting for the gopis. So we can't really say that this was an ambush, but they were waiting to accost or meet the gopis. So the gopis were coming unknowing and unexpected. They didn't expect to run into Krishna and the gopas. So they were, as they started to come this way and pass over the hill, then Krishna stopped them. He arrested them and said, "Hey, wait, stop! You can't pass over here. You have to pay the tax. Unless you pay the tax, you can't pass through this passage." And then they started arguing back and forth. And there's some dialogue we can read. And this argument is called Prem Kalaha. Prem Kalaha means a love quarrel. So here on Dan Gati, Krishna and the gopis had some love quarrel. So then Krishna asked the gopis, he inquired. He said, "What are you carrying?" And then Lita Sakhi said, "We're carrying pots of yogurt and ghee and butter and milk to offer to Bhagwari Rishi at Govinda Kund, which is coming up, for his yajna." As soon as Madhumangal heard Lita Sakhi say makan or butter, his mouth started watering. Fresh butter. So then Madhumangal said, "First, hey Sakhis, first you have to pay the tax, then you can move on." And then Lita Sakhi said, "What is this? What is this tax? We've never paid tax before." Then Krishna said, "You can only pass by here if you pay the tax." And then Radharani said, When did you become the tax collector? I never heard of you being appointed a tax collector over here. When did that happen?" So then Krishna replied to Radharani's question, "Actually, I am the ruler of Vrindavan. I'm Vrindavan Ishvara." Then Radharani said, "How is that?" Then Krishna replied, "Brindadevi is my wife, and the property of the wife also belongs to the husband. Therefore, the kingdom of Vrindavan, which belongs to Brindadevi, is now actually my kingdom." Lita Sakhi said, "Acha? I never heard this." And then she turned to Brindadevi, "Is this black one your husband?" Brindadevi replied emphatically, "Never! I have no relation with this lying debauch. Vrindavan was my kingdom, but I gave it to Vrindavaneshwari Radharani." Then all the gopis laughed heartily. Laugh! And then Krishna became very, very embarrassed. This is one of many, many, many tax pastimes that Krishna had with the gopis. Rupa Goswami describes a rather lengthy one in a whole drama called Dan Keli Komudi. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, after reading that, then he wrote Dan Keli Chintamani. And Gopal Bhatta and Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu, so many places, there are so many variations of this wonderful pastime of Krishna taxing the gopis. Because he enjoyed it so much, and everyone enjoyed it so much, that they would repeatedly perform this pastime in different places. Sometimes in Barsana, at Sankari Kaur, or here at Dan Gati, or even in the banks of Yamuna, any number of places. Because as you know, anything that's good is worth doing again. So there's one point of philosophy one of our Mahajans explains that these tax collecting, or Dan Lila, or tax collecting pastimes of Krishna are somewhat ironic, because we see in Gopi Geet, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, 10th canto, in verse number 2, 31st chapter, the gopis are saying, Ashoka Dashika, they're saying, oh Krishna, we are your unpaid maidservants. So the gopis, they're serving Krishna, but they don't receive any reward for their service. They're not getting any payment. So then how is it possible they can pay any taxes? If you have some servant and he's working for you, you pay him, then the tax man can take something out of his paycheck. But the gopis are, so this is, Krishna's taxing the gopis, he's trying to take some money from them, some tax from them, but they're unpaid, they're ashoka dashika. They don't receive any payment. So this is ironic. How is this possible? So that's why our acharyas, they emphasize so much to study the life and teachings of the gopis of Vrindavan, because they are the exemplars of pure devotion. They're exhibiting the topmost qualities of surrender and pure love for Krishna. So by examining their standard, we can have some idea. Because the gopis only desire, they have no other desire, anya bilashita shunyam. They have no other desire but to serve Krishna. They don't want any reward. They don't have any conditions. Their service is not conditional. Well, I'll stay in this temple and I'll serve as long as the prasadam is good. But if the prasadam goes down, then I'm moving to St. Petersburg because they have better prasadam there. And so this is that they don't have this idea. They don't care. They don't want any reward for their service. They only want to serve Krishna without. And this is shuddha bhakti. This is pure devotion. Nothing for me. No payment. No reward. No back scratching. No accolades. No pratishtha to anything. Just service, and more service. So our Mahajans, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, says that these type of contradictions that Krishna demanding or trying to extract tax or money from the gopis when they have none and they receive none, these type of contradictions are only possible in the kingdom of ecstasy. The kingdom of ecstasy is Sridham Vrindavan. Such contradictions cannot be found anywhere in the Vedas. And actually, Krishna doesn't want any money from the gopis. All he wants is love. And this Don Kelly Leela, Don Kelly means, give me money. He stops them. I want some money. I want some payment. Purnamasi is commenting that the Don Kelly pastimes, these taxing pastimes, are simply occurring to show the world, which means us, because we're in it. We're the people of this world. Purnamasi is saying the only purpose of Krishna's tax pastimes is to show the world how Krishna is controlled by pure love. So that's Krishna harassing the gopis, let's say, in love. So this place we're sitting beside, this Nitya Lila Stali, eternal pastime place, is known as Dan Nibartan Kund. This Kunda was, this small bathing area, was erected 5,000 years ago by Krishna's great-grandson, Bhadranab, under the direction of realized sages who knew the location of Krishna's pastimes, like Shandilya Muni and others. So this beautiful pastime took place here. The word Nivartan means to something like revenge, but not revenge sounds a little negative or has a type of violent or aggressive connotation. So it means to get back. This is where the gopis kind of even the score with Krishna. So Krishna, after he taxed the gopis at Dan Gati, he was feeling quite proud of himself. He's already always feeling proud, but more proud. And he was over in this area with a handful of gopas. One day they were relishing and they were discussing, oh, remember over near here, just short distance from here, we really gave the gopis a hard time, remember? And then Mata Mangala said, yes, do you remember the face of Lita Sakhi when we were demanding tax? And Krishna says, oh yes, this was too good. And then they were relishing, reminiscing about this pastime. So they were not paying much attention. But meanwhile, as they were passing this area, in all the groves, and all the kunjas and groves and behind all the trees in this area, They're still here, it looks like. There was about 200 gopis, quite a powerful force of gopis, and they're all just waiting, lying in wait to ambush Krishna. So all the gopis, they had their little cosmetic mirrors. Like a lady is never separated from her mirror. So they had their little mirrors, and they were, and as the sun was coming up like this, they were signaling with the mirrors, bouncing the rays of the sun to each other to indicate, oh, they're coming there, like this, Krishna, and then Madhumangal, Sri Dhansubal, and they would send messages to all the gopis, and they were getting ready, you know. So then, and Krishna's just walking like a baby elephant. He's just walking side to side, saying, oh, look at Giriraj, the sun is rising, so nice. And unsuspecting and unaware, Krishna entered into this trap. So all the gopis were poised and ready to pounce on Krishna and his handful of friends. As soon as they came in this area, attack! And they all came out, 200 at once, and immediately they separated Krishna from his support. They took Madhumangal and Subal and Sridham, immediately got them to the side and took their sikas. And they bent down a tree branch and they tied it around the sika, very tight, and then they let the branch go, thong! And these three or four boys are suspended and put out of commission, completely out of commission, just dangling from their sikas from the tree branches. And Krishna's looking around dumbfounded, oh! And he was surrounded on all sides by 200 gopis, and there was no escape route. So now Krishna got himself in a heap of trouble. He has no way out, and all the gopis are looking at him. And he was looking around, oh, I don't see any friends here. I don't see any smiles. I don't see any favorable faces. Everyone is growling. And Krishna became very humble and very, very, like this. Bhagavatam, it says, yad yad vibheti, vibheti swayam, it says, he was feared by fear personified. So now Krishna, he is God, everyone, you know, and then he looks around and becomes so afraid, he starts calling out, Sridhar, Sridhar, Subal, Subal, Madhumangal, do something. So then they couldn't even speak. They were hanging up in the trees like this. So then Lalita came in front of Krishna and said, listen, for humiliating us yesterday and taxing us and embarrassing us, now you're going to get your just desserts. So then Krishna realized there's only one of me and there's 200 of these ferocious tigers I'm surrounded by. So he became a little docile, a little submissive. So Lita turned to Vishaka and said, okay, first, take off his clothes, dress him like a gopi. So the Sringar Seva went on here, and Krishna became Krishna. He was dressed as a gopi. The gopis dressed him as a sakhi, with kanchuli and skirt and everything like gopi. Then they said, okay, now Krishna. And they took one of their clay pots full of yogurt and they put it on his head. And they said, now we want to see how you can walk. Now you're a gopi. Now you show us how you do what gopis do. You look like a gopi. Now you have to do what gopis do. You start carrying this pot on your head and don't use any hands, just by balancing and walking, you carry this pot of yogurt on your head, and we'll get some great pleasure. This is what you have to do to pacify us. So this pot of yogurt on Krishna's head was about 30 kilos of yogurt, very big kutila, a moti mudka, very fat pot of clay pot. So Krishna, they said, okay, now walk. So then Krishna starts, you know, trying to do like gopi, do, you know, this is like the gopi. And then it started, the pot started to tip, and he put his hand up. And they said, no, no, put your hand down, because he went like this. And, oh. So now he's walking a little bit just here in this place. Then Chitrasakhi, she took one stone. bam! And she threw that stone from the backside, and it hit that pot, hit that yogurt pot, and made a nice hole in it. And all the yogurt came down, and it's all over Krishna, and Krishna got abhishek, completely covered with yogurt. And all the gopis said, oh, Krishna, they go, look. So, of course, the boys were also enjoying this because they had a bird's eye view of everything.
They were hanging like this in the tree.
The gopis were laughing, the gopas were laughing, and Krishna was crying. But Krishna was thinking, how will I get back at these gopis? So now we'll continue our parikrama of Giriraj. And our next stop for speaking will be Govindakund. If you get lost or whatever, you can just ask somebody, where is Govindakund? And we'll stop there for a few minutes. So while we're walking and chanting japa or harinam, whatever, kirtan, if you're chanting japa or harinam, you try to reflect on these pastimes, recall them or recollect them from your mind and heart and see how much you can see them. And with the eyes of your heart as you're chanting Hare Krishna.